just another polka, like any other polka. 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 To give you Little Willie's polka.
And with that, we say Vita Mi Vas and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now, show number 40 here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. And we started that off with Little Wally and his music masters from Omaha, Nebraska. One called Just Another Polka. I guess you could probably figure that out. But it did start out, it's kind of a medley there, but it did start out with the Praha Polka, otherwise known as the Shiner Song. So that kind of fits in with our recurring use of the Shiner Song as our theme song lately. And welcome to the show. Thanks for stopping by. I got a good one for you this week. Going to get right on into it. Have a lot of music to get to. And going to kick it off with some music from a brand new CD I just got about a week or so ago. Had a very nice conversation a couple of weeks ago with Gene Lichnowsky. Gene is a legend down here in Texas polka bands. He's been playing for over 50 years, played with Gil Bacha, Harry Zarnick, among many, many others. Fantastic musician, both piano and trumpet. And he's had a CD out for a while that he's been wanting to get me a copy of. I just got it. And it's just called Gene Lichnowsky Piano Solo. But the interesting thing is he actually recorded a couple of these. Just solo piano, marches, waltzes, some Dixieland, things like that. But on this one, he actually took a few of his favorites, I guess, and got his son to overdub some bass guitar onto it. And they also overdubbed some trumpets, Gene and a buddy of his, and kind of filled out the sounds. He had more of a band sound than just the piano, and it really sounds fantastic. I really appreciate it. Gene, you sent me this CD. It really sounds great. So I'm going to feature a couple of numbers today. from Gene Lichnowsky on trumpet and piano. He plays both of them on these recordings. And I'm going to kick it off with one he recommended. I do agree, it is a fantastic one. It's that old favorite, the Dakota Waltz.
Open up your heart and let my life begin. Open up your heart. heart and let my life begin. Open up your heart and let my love come in. Open up your heart and let my life begin. Open up your heart and let my love come in.
Just try this waltz with me. Oh, Rosalinda, excuse these faults in me. Please let me linger in your embrace, you see. I love you so.
Donnie Wavra and his orchestra out of Columbus doing the Rosalinda Waltz. That's one we actually recorded on our new CD, and that's kind of the version that we based ours around, although we threw in a little key change at the end. But yeah, nice version of the Rosalinda Waltz there by Donnie Wavra. Only other recording I've heard of that is the Jerry Dostal Orchestra from up Nebraska way. So just a very rare song you don't hear much. Right before that, our own band, the Czech Melody Masters, from back in all the way in 2000 for our very first recording. A little Bob Wills number, Across the Texas Plains. That's a song we usually open up our dances with. Right before that, the New Edition, doing kind of a Tex-Mex version of an old Buck Owens tune, Open Up Your Heart. And like I said, we started that off a little waltz time, courtesy of Gene Lichnowsky. The Dakota Waltz, and we're just going to continue on now. Here's one from a couple years ago, Texas Soundcheck. Used to be the City Polka Boys, Ben Orsock and all those guys. Nice number I've never really heard before, so this is kind of a cool one. Nice polka one called I Won't Be Here.
Pójdu do světa, kde všecko rozvětá, já pójdu do světa, já pójdu pryč.
Thank you.
right, wrapping up that little set there with Ray Zoplatal and his Music Masters from an album called Bluebonnet Check, and that is, of course, the Helena Polka. The Travelers out of Columbus right before that, doing the Waltz of Bohemia. And like I said, we kicked off that little set with Texas Sound Check. And I Won't Be Here. And with that, our first half hour is just about wrapped up. I'm going to do one more song before we take a short break and let the station run some promos. Here's another number off that new Gene Lichnowsky CD. It's got a real cool kind of Romy Ghost feel to it. I like this one a lot. It's the Sylvia Polka.
Thank you. iść pięknie tropinie. Doline, doline, stoisz pięknie tropinie. Dziękuję tam, mamila, ma panenko, romila. Dziękuję tam, lepinie. Dziękuję tam, mamila, ma panenko, romila. Dziękuję tam, lepinie.
Very nice, kind of unique number there. The Bohemian Aces out of Wilbur, Nebraska. Doing one they call the Town Town March, otherwise known as Colleen Colleen, the old Frontishek Kamok March. But kind of interesting, the beginning part of that march is actually the Farewell Polka, which is what a lot of bands use for grand marches for weddings down here in Texas. So kind of a mishmash of two different songs going on there. Anyway, welcome back to the second half hour. Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. And this last half hour is going to be some northern music. It's going to be all kind of Nebraska, Wisconsin, that area music. And the reason I'm doing that is I received some sad news the other day that a good friend of mine, Martin Foreman, had passed away. Martin's from Omaha, Nebraska. Unique thing is, I never ever met Martin in person, never heard his voice, never talked to him over the phone or anything like that. The only way I knew Martin was through the internet back, 12, 13 years ago when the Polka Show was just getting started. I started picking up, fans, I'll be honest, call them that, I guess, just people that love the show. And I used to do it once a month or so, and people would, wait for it, and they would download it, and then I would get comments about it in emails. And I've got actually a notebook I found the other day where I used to print out all my emails. And I've got, a lot of these names that I remember, from the olden days. I used to talk to them all the time, and it seems like one by one, slowly people fade away or get busy or lose their internet connection or, pass on or whatever. You never really know, but... a lot of names there that I recognize that I used to talk to all the time and don't anymore. I kind of miss that, It's kind of nice to have an internet kind of friend that it's based on a love of polka music or something like that. And Martin was definitely one of those guys from the beginning that contacted me. He loved the show. Actually, maybe about 7 or 8 years ago, sent me about 30, 40 LPs on his own. He just showed up at my house of music he thought I would enjoy. And that's what I'm going to feature during this last half hour, is all music that Martin sent to me. You know, and I think that's just really, really cool things about the internet, is you can find somebody you have a common connection with and that you would have never met otherwise. You know, and like I said, unfortunately, he did pass away this past Friday on September 11th. I know he had been sick for a week or so. I'd been friends with him on Facebook and saw somebody had posted on his page that they hoped he was feeling better. So I was kind of following that, and unfortunately, he did pass away. So I'm going to kind of dedicate this last half hour to Martin Foreman, and also to all those other people out there who I used to talk to. Some of them I still do, but a lot of them have kind of drifted away, but that's okay. Everybody's got lives. But if any of you out there, you know, that we used to talk, hey, drop me an email. You know, I'd like to hear from you again. So let's get into some Nebraska music. Here's the Adolph Nimitz Orchestra out of Prague, Nebraska, and one called the Loveless Polka. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the one and only Al Grebnick and the boys there from Schuyler, Nebraska, doing the Muzyki Polka, otherwise known as Muzyki Muzyki, the old Franischek Kamok March. Right before that, Dean Hansen from an album called Instrumentally, and that's called the Happy Band Polka. Right before that, the Czech Buttoneers and the Red Apple Waltz, and like I said, we started that off with the Adolf Nimitz Orchestra and the Loveless Polka. We're just going to continue on now with some northern music, not all Nebraska music. Here's some Wisconsin music for you. Dick Rogers Orchestra, one called the Sunset Schottische. Thank you. on the Jerry Getch Orchestra out of Wausau, Wisconsin. They're doing the Black Crow Polka, of course. Right before that, Vern Ludington and his Jolly Musicians from Omaha, Nebraska, doing the Huntsman's Waltz. And like I said, we kicked it off with Dick Rogers and the Sunset Schottische. And with that, unfortunately, my time has just about come to an end. Martin, I hope you were listening. I know you enjoyed it. Miss you, miss talking to you, but I have a feeling we may meet again someday, and that's what we're going to end this show with. A little Ernie Cachera waltz time, one called Till We Meet Again. And until next time, till we all meet again, I hope you all have a pleasant fall. It is fall now. Woohoo! Come see us if you get the chance. It's fixing the kick into high gear. Check out our schedule. We got about 6 or 7 dates coming up in about the next 4 weeks. We're going to play in all over the place. Down here in the Austin area, so come see us if you get the chance. But in the meantime, we're going to get on out of here with Ernie Cachera. Like I said, beautiful waltz called Till We Meet Again. So this is just for Martin. Until next time, everybody take care, stay safe, and we will see you down the road. Bye-bye. Hey everybody, welcome to the after show. Just going to be kind of a short after show. I don't really have anything much to say. I'll be on. You know what? the last show was kind of, I said it should be subtitled Soundtrack to a Barbecue. This one should be subtitled Holy Crap, Where Did the Time Go? Because I just turned around and suddenly it was Sunday night. It's like, holy crap, I got to do a polka show. That 2 weeks went by quick. So, I mean, I just, man, this one was just kind of thrown together at the last minute. To hope it turned out okay. I think it did. You know, I'm recording this on a Wednesday afternoon. So, yeah, it's just, man, I'm kind of rambling all over the place. Hope you enjoyed it, you know. Yeah, I was, the thing with Martin Foreman, you know, that, some of you guys are the same way, Don Main. I actually have a notebook. I was just looking through it that I used to, it ends in about 2004, where I used to print out emails. Whenever, you know, guys would send me an email, I'd print it out and put it in my little book, my little, conversation book or whatever, you know. And I was just looking through some of the names. It's kind of what I was talking to on the show about. Boy, there's names in there that I recognize that people I used to talk to all the time and I haven't talked to in forever. Glenn Lucina. Hey, Jeff. I think it's Jeff Goose. I'm going to say Goose. I never have learned how to pronounce your name. Found an email from you, dude, from 2003. The very first time you ever contacted me. You said you'd been lurking, a polka, you know, website lurker for a couple of years. So I had the very first email you ever sent me printed out for posterity. Who else? David Durzanovich up in New York. Mary Ann Ring up in Wisconsin, I believe. Wow. George Douglas. There used to be a gentleman out in like North Carolina, I believe, or Virginia around that area I used to talk to all the time. George Reinacek, unfortunately, passed away a few years ago. But just lots of people, you know, I recognize these names. Like, yeah, we used to talk all the time. I think a lot of it was when I used to do the, you know, used to do the newsletter. I would actually, for you newer people listening, actually, before Facebook and all that, you know, I would do like a monthly or so newsletter that I would, you'd get on a list, you know, an email list. And I would just send out a newsletter letting everybody know what was going on with the band, what we'd been doing, upcoming gigs, just anything that was going on in our life. And that kind of faded away, especially when we weren't, you know, the band wasn't playing a whole lot. And, you know, now with Facebook, it's really easy to just post everything up there. And the thing about Facebook is, even if, you know, if you guys out there listening, you don't have to have a Facebook account to look at our Facebook page. You can just click on it and you'll see it. You don't have to be a member of Facebook. So, you know, if you ever said, I don't want to sign up for Facebook, you don't have to. Just click on the link and you can still view. It's like a web page. You can still view it, you know. So if you got any guys out there aren't on Facebook, go check out our Facebook page sometime. But that's, you know, that's really about it. Like I said, we're fixing to kick into high gear. October 3rd, we start. And then we're going to play like 5 times in 3 weeks. We've got a double thing on the October 3rd, Fredericksburg. October 4th, we're going to be in Round Rock. The 10th, we're doing a homeowners association party in Cedar Park, north of Austin, I think. Hadn't been confirmed yet. Waiting to hear back from the guy. And then October 17th, we're playing a double dip. Playing Banger's Sausage House that morning. And then Oktoberfest over at Schultz Beer Garden that night. Man, that's going to be a busy day, but that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that, actually. Playing twice on Monday. Have not done that in a long, long time. Then it actually kind of slows back down again. Well, shoot, man. We actually may have 6 in 4 weeks. Because I think actually September 26th, we're waiting to hear back from the guy that runs Zelix Ice House in San Marcos. We may be playing down there on Saturday the 26th. So, man, it's going to get hot and heavy real fast, and then it'll just drop off the face of the earth again till December. Although we have a private wedding in November, but like I said, that is private. So, but then we'll be back at Song Rendezvous for the Christmas party. Maybe New Year's Eve. David said they want to have us for New Year's Eve. I haven't heard anything since then, so I got to check on that. So we may be playing New Year's Eve in Austin as well. But anyway, that's it for the after show. Like I said, not much going on. It's just kind of a shame to lose, you know, one of you internet buddies out there. So everybody else, take care and keep going on. I'm just going to throw a couple of polkas on here. I haven't really, you know, been transcribing, you know, copying a lot of music lately. I've been too dang busy. I'll probably have to wait till around Christmas time when things slow down again. So I'm just going to throw a couple tunes here at the end of the show. Hope you enjoy them. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.